So, hello everyone. My name is Patricia. I'm very excited and happy to be here. Just quick disclaimer about me. I am Chromium contributor, and today I'm going to present about keyboard interactions and how I try to improve them. So quickly about myself, I am from Vilnius, Lithuania. I moved to the Netherlands to study computer science. And during my studies, I really got into open source, specifically through the Google Summer of Code program. In 2022, I worked on the definition of the INP metric, and I continued my work diving deeper into metrics, interactions, and specifically into keyboard interactions that I will explain to you today. So about 2022, I worked on the Perfetto tool, which is a wonderful tool for developers, but I won't get into details here because Alexander in a few moments will explain everything you need to know. But how I use it to this day, I trace websites with DevTools timeline checkmark, and it gives me all necessary information about interactions and specifically event timings. And we know when we have event timings, we can get anything about INP metric. So what is INP metric? That was already mentioned. It is a very, I think, popular metric today, but it's simply an interaction to next pane metric that assesses responsiveness by measuring key press, tap, and click interactions. So for example, when you press a key on a virtual or physical keyboard, or tap on a touch screen, or click a mouse to open any menu on a website, everything is measured for developers to see how fast their website responds to users' input. And this definition is actually, I think, wonderful, very innovative, and Google, since Google announced it very recently that it's going to replace first input delay this March 12th, which is very exciting for that performance group. However, after looking better into the metric, we found out that it's not entirely perfect, although it's a very wonderful metric, but specifically key press interactions aren't working as we would like them to work. So my goal today is to explain how we improved key press interactions, what is firstly a key press interaction and how we measure them, and then we will dive deeper into a bit more complex concepts of non-standard interactions, such as emojis, and how we measure them for the INP. So I guess the slides brings you to kindergarten, especially considering the FOSDEM context of very heavy tech topics. But to understand what is a key press interaction, we really need to look into a simple button. Because key is just a button, but in a more complex context. So when you press any button in this world, button goes down, and when you release it, button goes up. It's just that simple. So within the key press, we have very similar behavior that contains the two fundamental events, key down and key up. In this example, we have one interaction, as in the input, we see character A, and the entire interaction starts with the first event called key down, meaning that user pressed down a key. We immediately generate interaction ID for that, saying, okay, we start the interaction. After key down, there is key press event, which is dispatched if and only if there is a character value, and we see that in this case, we do have character value, and it means that key value was mapped to a specific key. So for example, if you would press anything that wouldn't produce a character value, you wouldn't see a key press. Then we have some events about DOM, so before input, which means that the DOM is about to be updated, input, which is immediately dispatched when DOM is updated. And lastly, we finish the interaction with the key up, to which we assign the very same interaction ID as it was generated on the key down. And although this definitely makes sense, and most importantly, key down and key up are the most significant events in the interaction that you perhaps have already seen.